Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz get blasted early, and it was over often. Wait, no. The Jazz got blasted often, and it was over early. Both are accurate, unfortunately. This is Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 600 South and 20th East. And Ron and I have had a tendency throughout the year when games have gone bad to talk about food. We would talk about a lot of food tonight. And I need mudslide cookies, and I need the dark chocolate caramels, and I need all sorts of things. I had a cookie I was saving for the plane, and I had it at halftime. All right, let's just get into it. It's brought to you by The Store, 600 South, 20th East. Stop them by. So there's two things here tonight. The Jazz were awful to start. Let's not beat around the bush at all. They turned it over on their first eight possessions and just looked ridiculous. Just like they were silly possessions and they were throwing it around. It just was bad. But the Rockets were so good that I'm not even convinced it mattered that the Jazz weren't good.
Well, it was like they wanted to punch the Jazz very, very early and make the Jazz play uphill, which is very difficult for the Jazz to do against a team, especially against a team like the Houston Rockets. So, by hitting as hard and as fast as they did, hands in the pass lane, coming up with turnovers, James Harden knocking down shots. I mean, that just made the Jazz do something they're very uncomfortable with, and that's play from behind.
In my opinion, the issue is offense. The defense wasn't good, but it's irrelevant what the defense is doing until they can figure out they can score. However, we saw what has made Rocket fans, Matt Bullard just stopped by, their TV analyst, believe James, they think it's a travesty if James Harden doesn't win the MVP unanimous. Not that he doesn't win the MVP.
And I agree.
And that first quarter by James Harden was the best performance I've still ever seen was Russell Westbrook last year in the playoffs when he just willed it. But that's a very different. That was different. That was this unbelievable rage of
hustle
energy and hustle, and he just willed his team back to a win. This was a methodical, brilliant, perfect reads on every play. Incredible talent, unprecedented balance. Quinn Snyder called it artificial intelligence. I actually think it's a perfect analysis. I mean, that first quarter, James Harden ended this game 12 minutes in the first quarter tonight when he had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists that led to 11 points. He created 28 first quarter points. It was so awesome.
Well, once he gets going, it's hard to put a stop to it. The Jazz did their best to try to take away what he's good at. And what is that? Because he's good at everything.
I mean, the first game they decided to take away is step back three.
Yes.
And not let him shoot threes and not let him take free throws. And they did it. But then he torched them with everything else. Tonight, they weren't as persistent on taking away a step back three. And so he went 5 of 11 on step back threes tonight. And you can't let him have that.
You can't, especially when he gets into a rhythm. And he's so crafty off the dribble. He goes between his legs. You're impressed he's going to drive and get you to stand up or get you to take a step back. Then he steps back and takes a three. I mean, he's just so good at that. And it's all rhythm. It's all that he plays with the ball in his hands. It's awfully difficult to defend. I mean, I don't care who you are. Best defender in the league has not stopped him.
So what do you do? Because the first night was this weird thing. It'd be strange to go back to it now. The second night they tried to play him more straight up and then force him eventually. He's torched both of them.
You know, maybe what was the call of maybe doubling.
Just
make other guys have big nights and take away his assists, take away his threes, just take away as much as possible and see if the other guys can get the job done. Why not try it? I mean, there's nothing else left.
The third game of the year when we beat them we lost them by 5, we played up on him, jammed him. We fouled. He scored 46 or 8. Mm-hmm. We fouled him a bunch. He went to the line. And yet their offense wasn't very good that night.
Right. Okay.
That was a different team. That was in December. And I think that's the biggest change. They now have Freed. They now have Rivers. They now have House. They're a better team now.
Yeah, and they're a better shooting team. Well, I won't say a better shooting team. I think they have enough shooters that, you know, everyone's not going to have a bad night. House now is something they didn't have early. I mean, Green was the first guy coming off the bench. Gerald Green was coming off the bench as early as and shooting threes or, you know. Now it's House. And House may be a little bit better all-around player than Green, but, you know, they have all the tools, David, for the style of play that they want to use.
All right. To me, the real issue is the offense. The Jazz offensive rating at the end of the third quarter in the first night was a 93 or 2. Tonight it was a 93 again. So let me try to explain why that's my opinion. 93 points means points per 100 possessions. It equalizes. The Rockets average somewhere around 116 to 118. Our defense has its greatest game against them. If we're amazing, we're not keeping them much more in the playoffs below 104, 105, 106. And even then, that means we had a great night. But we're only getting 93 points per 100 possessions.
Right.
We're still losing by 20 if we have a good defensive night. Or by 10 if it's a 100 possession game.
Well, you put it like that, it gives you the impression we have no chance.
Well, I don't know if we do. I mean, we don't have any chance until we can figure out how to score against them.
Yeah, and it's amazing. We've listened to Bullard and I've listened to Clyde Drexler and you know, guys talk about this basketball team and all the different types of defense that the Houston Rockets have had to look at this year, and no one's been able to stop them. They have 53 wins this year, and 30, they only lost 10 games at home.
Yeah, and they were 20-4 after Capella came back from their injury.
Yeah, so a healthy Houston Rockets team is probably the best team in the NBA.
Is there anything the Jazz can do offensively?
You know, well, what the Jazz have, the Jazz personnel, David, if they can't play and get into their offense fast enough to the point where the Houston Rockets defense doesn't get set, my feeling of this is that Houston Rockets defense has to get them scrambling. You have to get them moving their feet, maybe getting Capello away from the basket. Rudy Gobert all of a sudden gets an offensive rebound, you know, that type of thing, strictly by just good ball movement. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, you know. You got to talk to Quinn and see what he has in mind.
I'm not going to talk to Quinn tonight. He'll probably come. Maybe he'll come back to the plane and I might act like I'm asleep. Donnie says the Jazz are better than this. This is disappointing. You know what? I think that's really the right phrase, but I think you have to understand that the Rockets just take the Jazz out of almost everything they do well. And so it doesn't look like us at all. And I think that was the concern going into the series and is the concern still.
Now we see why. Who was that that asked that question?
Donnie,
is that why everyone was trying to dodge the Houston Rockets in the first round?
Well, we didn't try to dodge them.
Well, we didn't, no. But, you know, a couple of other teams, they were.
We ended up with them. Oh, well. Jazz have lost the first two games by a combined 52 points. It's a big move to sucker them in to game 3 win at home.
Get them at home.
We're going to get them. All right. Have a great one.